Instruction regarding the work of Dr. Caro. Geelong, Victoria, Australia, March 13, 1900. Last night I was awakened at 10 o'clock. My mind was troubled. I arose and wrote 20 pages of letter paper regarding what should constitute true medical missionary work for this time and its connection with the work of the gospel ministry. I am much perplexed in regard to the work of Dr. Caro. I have received instruction regarding the dangers that will arise if we put large responsibilities upon him. He desires to do a greater work than it is possible for him to do with his present religious experience. Dr. Caro should not be entrusted with the management of the sanitarium at Summer Hill. He is inexperienced, and if left to plan and carry forward the work by himself, he will not move wisely. He is willing to work, but his ideas are not safe to follow. At our last union conference meeting, I made some statements regarding the work of Dr. Caro. These statements the doctor has interpreted to mean that he should take the same responsibilities in this country that Dr. Kellogg has taken in America. He has thought that he should be appointed as general director of the medical work in Australia. But in this, he has taken my words to mean far more than I designed them to mean. Dr. Kellogg has had many years of experience and has had many qualifications for his work that Dr. Caro has not acquired. Dr. Caro should not think himself able to do the work that Dr. Kellogg has done, nor to bear the responsibilities that Dr. Kellogg has borne. If he will seek a living experience in the truth, if he is sanctified daily, he will feel his own weakness. He will fear and tremble before God, and will realize the necessity of having competent, intelligent workers to stand by his side to give counsel and to work with him. He has but little experimental knowledge of the principles of true devotion to God in all things. He needs to surrender his will and ways to the will and ways of God. If he will unite with those who have had a genuine religious experience, his deficiencies will not be made to appear so prominent. March 14, 1900. A burden is on my mind. I awoke at 2 o'clock and wrote 7 pages to Brother Steed of New Zealand. I am made aware of dangers surrounding our work in Australia. We should give the closest and most prayerful consideration to every feature of our work. Among our ministers, physicians, teachers, and canvassers, there is need of an entire surrender of the mind, the heart, and the soul to God. All have their appointed work. Let not the careless, immature plans formed by Dr. Caro be followed. Moving in the light of his own counsel, and following his own ideas and plans, he is inclined to incur unwise expenses and to undertake enterprises that will absorb but not produce. Before investing means, he should carefully count the cost. When he has a greater depth of true piety, he will not spend money so freely in an effort to appear great in the eyes of influential men of the world. Dr. Caro received special help from the Lord in Newcastle, but his unwise course in Maitland greatly injured his influence in that place. Let no one suppose that braggadocio will give influence to God's workers. Neither dress, expensive homes, nor stylish living gives character to the work. But a meek and quiet spirit is in the sight of God of great value. Religion does not make a man coarse and rough. The true believer, realizing his own weakness, will guard himself at every point and place his whole confidence in God. True Christian godliness cannot be forced. It is the outflowing of an honest heart. Dr. Caro is not a strong man from a religious standpoint. He needs a wise counselor to stand by his side. He has not been willing to follow the Lord, nor to heed those words that forbid the indulgences that are weakening his influence. March 15, 1900. I thank the Lord for His goodness and love to the human family. This morning, I am writing important matters to Brother Steed and to Dr. Caro. May the Lord help me is my earnest prayer. His goodness and love to all who keep His commandments is very great. I am receiving instruction in regard to the dangers surrounding Dr. Caro. He must not be left to bear heavy responsibilities in the management of the institution that is to be erected. His work will be deficient in the very essential things. He will fail in doing a work that needs to be carried with a power greater than the weakness of human character.
Brother Sharp is in great danger of losing his health. I fear that he will not be led to realize his condition until he suffers from a complete breakdown. The question of his taking up the confining work of a bookkeeper should be carefully considered. The heavy responsibilities he has borne with the close indoor confinement has seriously affected his nervous system, and at one time he came very near to losing his life. God in His mercy has spared him, but he should not now take up a sedentary occupation. He should not be induced to undertake the management of the sanitarium. He should not be given the oversight of so many lines of work that he will be obliged to neglect some of them. A strong core of workers will be needed in order to carry the work of the sanitarium judiciously and advantageously. March 16, 1900. My hope and trust is in the Lord. He is my helper. He is good, and His mercy endureth forever. Many souls are interested in the truth, and we need to exercise great care and wisdom in dealing with them. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Do not seek to embrace more than you are able to carry of the work of the sanitarium. These words were addressed by my instructor to Brother Sharp. Any deficiency in the work of a medical institution is keenly felt. Our brethren do not understand the dangers to which men are exposed who act a leading part in the work of our institutions, especially when they are associated with men who, unless greatly changed in heart, will spoil the pattern that God has designed for His work. We wish Dr. Caro were an all-round man, but he is not qualified to stand at the head of our sanitarium. He launches out recklessly in some undertaking of his own invention, and then someone else must take up the lead and seek to free it from difficulties. God calls for minutemen, praying men, practical men. Expensive outward show does not elevate men and women in the eyes of sensible people. It is not right for a physician to make an extravagant outlay of means and then to charge exorbitant prices for performing small operations. God looks at all these matters in their true light. Dr. Caro needs to reveal in his life the evidences of a daily conversion. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify, not the human agent, but your Father which is in heaven. Matthew 5, verse 16.